And we want to update you on the fate of one more candidate. Los Angeles Times columnist Steve Lopez was among the first to declare his intentions, and he took a call from our own Renee Montaigne.
Steve Lopez, welcome.
Hey, thank you.
So now you've been writing and talking about being a candidate. The deadline's Saturday.
Right.
Your candidacy has taken a big blow this week.
Well, I was getting a lot of support from readers. I even had a couple of people send in money. But my candidacy was something of a commentary on the spectacle that we've got here in California. And the point being, the way this could work out, first of all, anybody could run. And secondly, 10 or 15% of the vote could get you elected, because the first question is, do you want to recall Governor Davis? And if so, who from this long list of candidates should we pick? And there could be so many of them that the one with the most votes actually has only about 10 or 15 or 20% of the vote. And so we've got Bill Simon. It looks like Reardon is out. And there's a great deal of backstabbing going on as we approach the deadline.
An unexpected turn was Daryl Issa, the Republican congressman who bankrolled this entire recall effort. He was in the race. He has tearfully dropped out yesterday. So does that give the lie to his critics who say that he was trying to buy himself the governorship?
No, I don't think there's any question that he was trying to buy himself the governorship. He was another guy who was sitting on such a huge pile of cash, he didn't know what to do with it. He decided, hey, I think I want to be governor. And what happened is that I think that Issa took a look at the field and realized, okay, there's too much competition now, even within my own party, and I don't have a chance.
Let's look at the Democrats for a moment. As of this moment, the biggest Democratic name on the ballot is Cruz Bustamante,
right,
who's lieutenant governor. He's Latino. He has quite decent political credentials, viewed by some as an up-and-comer. Does that count for anything when you're running against Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I don't think it counts for much unless there are people going to the polls because they think this whole thing is ridiculous. And whatever Democrat they see on the ballot, they're going to vote for, just as sort of a statement against the entire recall process, California's brand of sort of sun-dried democracy in which, you know, you stick a petition under somebody's nose when they go to the supermarket, and a lot of people here will sign anything. So if you're going by name recognition and the likelihood of people pulling an Arnold Schwarzenegger lever versus a Cruz Bustamante lever, people don't know Cruz Bustamante much other than he's a name and he's a guy that Gray Davis doesn't speak to much. And one thing that's happening here is that Gray Davis does not have a friend in the state. He has, as one political analyst here described it, he's got no political body fat. There's nothing to latch onto. I mean, you wonder what the man's convictions are, what his passions are, and whether he has a soul. He's run, you know, highly negative campaigns. He's been something of a money-grubbing weasel in office. And you can't pick a subject and say, wow, Gray has really fought for the people of California on that issue.
You know, how about this idea? If you really believe that you can be fired from a high office, maybe you'll do your job.
I don't know. There are people who are saying that this is good for politics, and there are people saying that Arnold is actually a legitimate candidate. I have a problem believing any of that, because the fact of the matter is, Gray Davis's worst political sins were committed before he was reelected. His lack of leadership and his endless pandering. It's true that he shaded the numbers in talking about the coming budget deficit, but what incumbent has ever told the truth about a budget? And you know, when you've got the best hope for the Republican Party announcing his candidacy on a late-night talk show, and there's all of this attention simply because he's a celebrity and a celebrity-obsessed culture, I don't see how that's good for politics or for the democratic process. I really don't.
Steve Lopez, columnist for the Los Angeles Times, who has taken his hat out of the ring. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And that's Renee Montaigne at NPR West in Los Angeles.